Sharing your credentials with prospects may seem like a strong way to demonstrate your value, but in reality, leaning in on your past accomplishments to convey your worth stems from more insecurity and scarcity. Worse, while your prospective clients may be able to gain a lot from your experience and expertise, putting it at the forefront of your conversations to prove your capability and worth may actually have a negative effect. In this snippet, we explore why credentialing is a common pitfall for professionals and how focusing on your mindset versus your accomplishments can help you present more honestly and effectively. To hear the full conversation, scroll back to episode 69, Sharing Your Credentials Can Damage Your Credibility. Was in a workshop a couple weeks ago, and this whole idea of credentialing came up. And these individuals have 15, 20 years experience, and they absolutely couldn't even fathom not credentialing themselves either through email or in the beginning of a meeting, as if it was a must-have so they could feel like they belonged there. So we're going to ruffle feathers on this one because I'm going to come right out and say it. I think number one, credentialing has changed. And number two, I think when you spend time credentialing the traditional way, it's all because of your insecurities. The challenge is how it's done. So if I look at recently where we're trying to find another coach to join our team, and I have talked to a lot of talented people out there, but there's still this pull or this draw or need for people to validate themselves. They feel like they have to let someone know that they're good because of X, Y, or Z. In this case, I can think of one example with a coach I was talking to, and they let me know that they had four different coaching certifications. Conversation with the person was so-so, but in my head, I'm thinking, I really don't care. I don't care what kind of certifications that you have or what a piece of paper says you can't or can do. What I care about is the experience. What I care about is how you communicate and if what you do can have an impact on what we're looking for. I remember talking to this one individual, and they must have went on for 3 or 4 minutes about their past successes and who they were and all that. And as the person was talking on Zoom, I'm trying to act interested, but I wasn't. I could care less. Credentialing comes from a place of insecurity. It comes from a place of, I may not belong here, so maybe I should validate myself by letting this person know some really important things about me that might impress them. But then at the end of the day, you can never and should never seek validation outside yourself because it is a game, it is a chase that there is no victory. You will never get validation, true validation that's fulfilling outside of yourself. But that's what credentialing seems to be. It's like, I need to say this, 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 remind them of this, 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 and that, tell them of this and that, show them this and that, because when I do all that, then I will be worthy and they will know that I am worthy and I will feel that I am worthy to be sitting in this room. Just like, wow, that's a lot of time and energy where what if you just spend some time on yourself, starting to believe in yourself, reminding yourself of the obstacles that you have overcome, and that you have had some successes, and that you are there in that conversation to do the right thing. Do you really need to credential yourself any more than that? So there are ways to credential yourself, but they're very different. And they're based on showing the prospect that you care about their problems and challenges. See, I think a lot of times salespeople put the solving at the front end. So let me tell this prospect how good we are that I am so we can show them, tell them, prove to them that we are capable of solving things for them. They put that first versus let me help this prospect understand that we care. We care about the problems that they have and we care about the challenges that they face and if they're in a position to improve them. and maybe potentially solve them. I think that's the big challenge. Everybody puts the credentialing with the solving first.
Well, we do that because that's about us as the sales professional, and the problem is about the prospect.
It's what the prospect's issues are. It's not about us. When you think about that shallow brook running, right? It's hectic. It's frantic. The water's pouring down this shallow little brook riverbed, and it's smashing up against rocks and logs, and it's going everywhere. All right. It's just that franticness. It's all on the surface, too. And that's how it feels sometimes when I listen to people try to credential themselves to solve or position their solution. Versus, like, when you think about a deep river runs silent, everything's underneath the surface, and it's so powerful. And that power moves the logs. It moves the rocks. It doesn't splash around because there's so much depth to it. That's just how it feels a lot of times when I watch people spend all that energy frantically and hectically trying to credential themselves versus others who are very calm and just dive right into their learning, asking questions and listening. And because of that, they tend to move those sales objections or obstacles out of the way. Thanks for listening to Breaking Sales. If you want to get engaged with us outside of the podcast, be sure to go to our website, lapin180.com. Go to contact us. You can also engage with us on LinkedIn at Dan Lapin or Lapin180.